I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A lot of reaction on this Shohei Ohtani story via the chats, and I am absolutely loving it. I love the discourse. Just a couple of things, you know. Ohtani definitely involved. No rando interpreter racks up millions in gambling debt, but carry that water. I just talking it through, man. How the hell do you have a hot take on something like this that is ever changing? But I just
and why would you? We don't know Shohei Ohtani like that. We're not carrying his water.
Yeah, no, not
right, at least you're not. I
that's the wrong definition of carrying the water.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit more skeptical. I think
unless
you're
cool
are,
with him, but unless you know him personally.
Yeah. Which I don't. I would like to. Thank.
Maybe
I
you
think.
Could get, maybe
to.
You could get about $4 million from him.
You know, if I could get $4 million out of Ohtani, I'd be damned if I gamble a penny of it. I'm putting that in the bank.
Yeah, but you're a gambler. In this right. pretend world, you're a gambler. And what do gamblers do? They overspend for what they're capable of. And you ask a good question. You know, how much? What bookie is allowing somebody to get that far in debt? That's a really great question too. And I just wonder that for this rando interpreter, I mean, I don't know. He's not so random. He's making $500,000. And for how long was he making $500,000 from Shohei Ohtani, who's been collecting a pretty penny for a little while now. And now he's going to be worth $500,000,000 in deferred money, but still he's making a ton of money in endorsements too.
Right.
Which is why you defer that money. It's probably going to sit in a nice account and earn about 13% interest every year.
Yeah. He's going to be a cajillionaire.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just, I'm fascinated with this stuff. I love the discourse. Keep it coming. Love the reaction.
But it is worth, and maybe because I'm not a gambler, I'm having a tough time. I'm not a gambler or rich, so I'm having a tough time wrapping my mind around this level of a gambling debt. But how does it get to $4.5 million? Even if your salary is $500,000, that's not quite, he's not Mattress Mack here. You know, I get how Mattress Mack could have a $4.5 million debt if he had one.
I'm like you. I mean, I can't even imagine living in that world, but I would imagine if, you're making that much money, you're gambling that much money. You've heard all the stories, athletes, playing for millions of dollars on a plane ride from one NBA city to next NBA city. You're not doing that in the sportscape, with the gambling the way that it is now in sports. I mean, I could totally see it. And hey, man, I'm good for it. I got money bags over here. He can help me out.
That's the implication.
That's the problem.
It's that.
However,
either one or two things could be true. And I'm not saying these are the only two things that could be true. I want to be clear about this. But the implication is either for you to be able to rack up that kind of debt with, making $500,000 as opposed to actually making, say, millions of dollars a year, is that you've got this connection. Either The implication is either that Shohei Ohtani is directly involved in this, or that the interpreter used his relationship with Ohtani to leverage that with the bookie and said, hey, I'm good for it because I've got access to this guy's money, or because I'm best friends with this guy and he'll give me the money mm-hmm. if my life depends on it. You know, that sort of thing, which either way ain't good. One I think is worse than the other, obviously, if Shohei Ohtani is directly involved in this, which we don't have a reason to believe that he is necessarily yet. We want to be fair here.
Yet. It's early.
Yet. But it's either that, it could either be that, or the other thing, that he's just leveraging the relationship with Shohei Ohtani to curry the favor that would allow him to rack up that kind of debt.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like I don't think a bookie would let a dude who makes $500,000, maybe if he made $4 million a year or made more than $500,000, but at just $500,000 a year, you're not racking up a $4.5 million debt without some kind of other assurances that that money can get paid.
Yeah. I don't know. It does, the more I'm thinking about it now, it does seem really, really bad for Ohtani. Like, I don't know.
It does not seem
I just
good.
Think you got to go with a better one than he stole my money. You know, it would be wrong. You would be punished for it, but I think it would go a lot smoother if you just kind of were that ignorant, kind of naive individual. Like, you know, he was in trouble. I wasn't sure what it was for, so I gave him the money.
Yeah.
I'm made of it, you know. And we've been together for a long time, and I'm just trying to help a buddy out.
And in most cases, I feel like, I don't even say that. Because
you're totally wrong on that.
Because if it's a criminal case, then some of the details of the investigation by the time it's over mm-hmm. are going to get out. But
it may already very well be known.
Yeah, man. Dude, this is going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I will.
This is just good. This is going to be so good. But
aren't you glad it's not Altuve? It's not Yordan? It's not Bregman? It has nothing to do with an Astro. It's good.
Man, look, I am very glad. But I do think we are at a point where we are going to want to know, now that the narrative has flipped from Ohtani letting a dude, you know, giving a dude money for his gambling debt to this guy stole my money. Now we need to know everything.
Yeah.
We need to know every little detail. Like, what did he steal? When did he steal it? How did he steal it? You know, just so we can dot all the I's and cross all the T's and be sure that this version of the story is the correct one. That's another thing, Sean, I think that's messed up about this. And for Ohtani's part, whether he's implicated, guilty, innocent, whatever you think he is. But the fact that the story was presented one way and then completely flipped and changed, like the public story, the story that the world got, was one thing. And then they got another story, like, just within minutes, hours, whatever it was.
Isn't that that's ironic?
That's not good. that is not good in terms of you know, trustability. You know what I mean?
Horrible communication skills.
Veracity.
The two were not on the same page, clearly, the two sides. Apparently a Dallas radio station, and this has since been written about in a couple of different areas. SI picked it up, Cowboys Country up there talking about the idea of
I think it was their SB Nation, their local SB Nation blog that first put it out there, Blogging the Boys. So like the Battle Red blog equivalent to the Cowboys were the first ones that presented this idea.
I gotcha. I think it's a horrible idea. And that is, the Dallas Cowboys should absolutely be interested in trading for Damian Pierce, the Houston Texans. If I can only look at it from a Texan standpoint of view, I don't know what the Cowboys have going on up there with their running back situation, though.
Nothing.
It seems like they haven't had much of anything going on
for
a little while now.
That's why the idea came up, because the answer to that is nothing.
Yeah. If I'm the Houston Texans and I look at my running back room as it is currently situated, in no way, shape, or form can I feel good about that situation, because your running back room, yeah, it has a couple of other guys in it, like Jared Doakes and J.J. Taylor. They're there, but they're not really there, in my opinion. It's Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce. Damian Pierce going into year three on a huge... What? Damian Pierce. You know Damian Pierce.
That's a delayed reaction, but that's on that on the other ones that
the
you J.J. put out
Taylor.
Who?
Exactly.
Who did you say, Doakes?
Jared Doakes, yeah.
Who?
All right. You know him. Camp bodies.
Who?
Yeah.
They, hey, if they show up right now, they need a name tag. They need to check in with Lee. If they show up right now to this station, they need to check in with Leroy at the front and get a badge. Because we're going to say, who?
I was going to do it. You wearing that one out. Come on, show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's no way in hell you're making this deal if you're the Houston Texans. I think it's pretty clear that they're not going to give up on this guy. And what are you going to get for Dameon Pierce? Like a sixth-round pick, seventh-round pick?
Yeah, this has got to be way different from the situation with Malik Collins, where they trade the seventh-round pick, and it's like, okay, so now what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like absent of drafting a guy, so maybe that's when it happens. Maybe they draft their new Dameon Pierce somewhere in this year's draft, and that's how they end up doing it. But as we sit right now, and the names that you just gave being the rest of their running back depth, there's no way that they could trade Dameon Pierce. Yeah. And, you know, and expect that to be a passable thing, a defensible thing, I should say.
To me, they created a void already that didn't need to happen,
right?
You know, with the interior tackle situation. But it's easy for us to say that. It's also, in the same breath, a little bit critical of D'Amico Ryans. And if we're going to trust this guy who completely turned around a defense that was one of the very worst in the league 3 years running to being one of the best in the league this past season, if he thinks he needs to go a different direction on the interior, then by all means, let's go do it. Because we see the wheels spinning. We see them making moves. We see D'Amico Autry. We see Danielle Hunter. We see what you're doing at linebacker. Little trust, because it has been earned. If not just solely on the part of Nick Caserio, I think, and I don't necessarily fall into that category, I think the D'Amico effect is in large part why we feel better about Nick Caserio for the players that he drafted previously, because you got a competent coaching staff in-house to get the best out of those players this year. Because we weren't talking about those guys the way that we are now 2 years ago. Hashtag Nico Collins, just for one example. Jonathan Grenard, another example.
Yeah.
You get me.
For sure. Blake Cashman.
Blake Cashman.
Yeah.
Special teams ace, now badass linebacker who's going to get paid in Minnesota, potentially. I think Dameon Pierce is a guy that people, it's easy for some reason for them to hate on. You literally just love this guy 5 minutes ago, and now you don't think he can do a damn thing to help this team. If you just remember, and mind you, he rushed for over 1,000 yards for a crappy offense, for crappy coaches,
well, he was
a crappy
team. He was on pace for it, right? He ended up getting hurt at the end.
Right, he missed it like by 2 yards or something like
that? Yeah, because it was 9-something. But yeah. He would have gotten it if he had played the whole season.
He was a badass. I mean, he was literally one of the only reasons to watch that team do anything on a week-in and week-out basis. That was it. And he's tough. He's physical. He may not be the sharpest tool in the shed when it comes to football, but damn, I don't know. I don't care. Like, to me, a guy who I got a chance to talk a lot with over the course of the last 2 years. I can't specifically say last year because he hid very well.
Yeah.
And maybe rightfully so. He's a guy who is all about just going to work and trying to get better. You could talk to Danny Barrett. You could talk to him. I remember talking to Rex Burkhead about it. I remember talking to Devin Singletary about it. This is a guy who just does not stop working and stop the process. I got full faith in that guy that he's going to give it a go. And if he's going to be able to be a fit in this system, we're going to see it very early on.
Yeah, it's the whole reason why everything that you just said, all the good things you just said about Damian Pierce, are all the reasons why it would make sense that the Cowboys, who have been inactive for the most part this offseason, haven't added much of anything to their team. Now, to be fair, they had a pretty good football team last year. They come up short because they're the Cowboys, because they're – head coach quarterback situation is not, to me, I know Mike McCarthy has a Super Bowl, but that was with Aaron Rodgers. Mike McCarthy,
long time ago.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott are just not a Super Bowl head coach quarterback combination to me, and so they're going to always fall short with that combination at the top. Mm-hmm. But that being said, it is a good football team. It is a very good football team. It's part of the reason why they probably haven't done as much with their team. They're just like, hey, we're good enough to run this back and hope that the results are better. But everything good that you just said about Damian Pierce is the reason why it would make sense that
that's why they find him appealing.
Yeah,
sure.
The Cowboys would want to try to go have a low risk type of trade for a guy like that. But it's also the reason why it'd make you side eye the Texans if they were to do it. Or
again,
let me ask you this. Would it make you side eye them for doing it? Or does this trust level in D'Amico, and again by proxy Nick, would it make you sour a little bit on Damian Pierce? Like, would it be more indicative to you of where Damian Pierce must sit within this regime and within this system, how he's picking it up, how they believe he will pick it up? Because they, like you talk about him not being necessarily the sharpest tool in the shed in terms of football.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever level of truth there is to that or not, they know the truth of it more than we do.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, it would, how indicative would that be if they were to make the move for you? Like, if the Texans quit on Damian Pierce, would that make you more likely to do so as well? Even if you still root for the guy no matter where
he
goes.
No, and I know what you kind of going here, but look, it's about Bobby too. You know, it's his determination. Like, how well is this guy going to fit this year? I mean, we're watching this guy put in the work, but is it clicking or is it not? And I need to see it on the field. Like, they're going to be able to make that determination by, you know, what he's clearly grasping or not grasping in the film room. Talking things through with him, you know, is there a real understanding? You could talk about it all day and it might make sense, but Is your, you know, natural instinct going to show through on a football field or not? And I think that's why the Texans love Damian Pierce, because he's just a dude that is an absolute ball of hate. He's going to put his head down and he's going to run right through you if he can't run around you. And I think that was, you know, part of the issue where it was a patience thing. He talked about it last season. It's like, you know, maybe this is one of those things where I need to just look at some old film. I made the adjustment before at Florida where I took a half yard back in my pre-snap stance. Maybe I need to go full yard. Why would you do that? To give yourself a little bit more time to see what's developing in front of you.
Yeah.
He's clearly a little bit too impatient, or was, you know, to hit the hole and maybe not let the cutback lane develop or something like that.
Yeah.
That's something that I don't think you can determine right now. You have to go see that. You have to let that play out. And I think the Texans have shown to this point they're every bit willing to let him earn his keep here. But I've said it, and I said it, I'll say it again. He's RB3 as it's concerned right now. Might be second on the depth chart, but that dude has to earn his spot. Because he is, once upon a time ago, just a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you did your rookie season. That was a different regime. This is now. We can go out and get a dude that fits our scheme better. But we like you. We think you can make the adjustment. We think you have got the physical traits. We think you can add something to, you know, what Joe Mixon's bringing us. And I do too.
Do you think it's too difficult to mix up schemes? And what I mean by that is, like, is there a way to go out there? And one of the cool things about this Shanahan, you know, all of this tree is that they make a lot of different things look the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that's within the scheme.
Yeah.
I'm curious how, and I would imagine if I'm thinking about it, surely they've at least thought about it and maybe said, hey, no, we can't do that. But I just to throw this off of you, can they not run more power scheme with Damian Pierce, or is that like just too dead giveaway? Like, okay, we know that that guy can't run in his own blocking scheme, so we're just going to go heads up and just, you know, try to sell out for the run if Damian Pierce is in the game. What I'm asking is, can they run a power scheme with Damian Pierce and then run the rest of their stuff when he's not in the
game? My mind immediately goes to the offensive line, and I'm trying to think of, like, okay, the personnel that they've got. And
an offensive line who, by the way, struggled with the zone scheme last year.
Yes.
With an offensive line coach that was also new to the zone scheme last year.
But they got a little bit nastier with Juice Scruggs, penciling him in as your center right now, right?
Yep.
And Kenyon Green, who is bread and butter, a run blocker and a guy that's going to mow your ass over.
Yeah.
Like, that might very well be a possibility. If Kenyon Green can come into camp and escape health issues, injury issues, and he seemingly made this offseason to this point all about football and becoming a better football player as opposed to getting certain parts of his body up to speed and working on rehab. I mean, maybe that is a possibility. Because just considering their personnel, I mean, it's a completely different conversation in regards to what we know we need to see from this offensive line, but for what we think they're capable of,
yeah,
in not being necessarily the most adept at the zone blocking scheme themselves,
right.
Yeah, maybe we could see that. That'd be a hell of a compliment. Is it too much to ask? I don't know. That's for sharper and brighter minds for me to determine.
Don't give up on your young players, Texans, namely Damian Pierce.
Especially the damn Cowboys. Screw those guys.
There's no reason to do that.
All right, coming up next, DB Scott, Sean Bajani in for Locker and Lopez. It's confession time, so we'll break into the confessional, and we'll also get to these guys. I got to admit, I did not see this coming, and if you're being honest, you didn't either. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.